This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The number of people missing in the collapse of a Florida condominium fell on Friday following a new review, but more people were confirmed dead. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The weather cooperated with searchers who found a handful more bodies, including a small one that really hit home, says County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
Audio courtesy of WPLG-TV, which is reporting the girl's father placed his jacket over her body and a flag on the gurney while his colleagues saluted out of respect. The mayor also announced as difficult as it will be for those waiting for word of loved ones and those whose possessions are in the rubble, the building will be demolished as soon as possible.
The building poses a threat to public health and safety.
Meanwhile, in nearby North Miami Beach, an older high-rise condo has been evacuated out of safety concerns. First responders are also monitoring the track of an approaching hurricane, which could hinder their search efforts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 3-meter black metal fencing that has surrounded the U.S. Capitol building for more than a year is set to come down. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The remaining fencing that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot by Trump supporters could come down as soon as next week. Three people familiar with the matter who could not discuss details of the plan publicly tell the Associated Press a U.S. Capitol Police Board plan calls for the fence to be removed by July 9th. An outer fence that went up after the riot was removed in March. The Capitol Police Board originally asked congressional leaders to keep the fence in place until September, in part because investigators were tracking continuing threats against lawmakers and the Capitol complex. More than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States on Friday slapped fresh sanctions on 22 individuals, including 4 Myanmar government ministers, in response to the February military coup and attacks against the country's pro-democracy movement. In a two-pronged action, the Treasury and Commerce Departments announced the punishments as part of Washington's continued response to the overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The sanctions do not target the Myanmar people, but are aimed at pressuring the military to immediately restore Burma's path to democracy, according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko on Friday ordered the closure of the border with Ukraine, seeking to block what he called an inflow of weapons to coup plotters detected by his security services. The move appears to deepen a standoff between Belarus and outside powers, angered by the forcing down of a Ryanair flight in May and the arrest of a government critic and his girlfriend who were on board the aircraft. Western countries have imposed sanctions on Belarus to punish it for that action. The European Union and Ukraine have also banned Belarus-registered flights from entering their airspace. President Joe Biden held a naturalization ceremony Friday at the White House, in which 21 immigrants became citizens as the administration pushes for more pathways to citizenship. Biden used the moment to call for the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, for foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and for farm workers.
No matter where you come from, or the culture that has made us, the language we speak, or the faith we follow, one of the most basic acts of respect is inviting others into your home.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were cut or suspended during the Trump administration. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Friday she was worried about a UEFA decision to allow big crowds at the Euro 2020 tournament during a spike in the coronavirus crisis caused by the Delta variant. Merkel told a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson she was worried and skeptical about whether that was a good decision. The World Health Organization said Thursday that crowds at Euro 2020 stadiums and in pubs and bars in host cities were driving the current rise in coronavirus infections in Europe. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.